Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eliezer Sherwinter. Maseches Beitza has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yossi Friedman, Leila Nishmas, Menachem Ben Yosef, and Tzina Devora Bas Yechiel.
Starting in Bezas Hashem, the Gemara on Daf Amud Hey Amud Aleph, it really begins with the sugi before on Daf Amud Daled Amud Beis. Our Gemara mentions four ways in which something could be nikva for Trumas HaMaisvus: Shabbos, Truma, Chatzar, and Mekach. And as the Gemara explains, in all these four kevim, we find the machlekes, if these four kevim are keveya even before Gemar Melacha, or they only kevim la'achar Gemar Melacha. And as we find in the Rambam, in Perek Dalad Melachas Maisa Aruch HaBeis, the Rambam explains that the only thing which is keveya and atera is only bayis or chatzar. All the other kevim are only keveya medrabanan min atera. One would still be allowed to eat the peiros. Only midrabanan do we say that one is not allowed to eat those peiros after it went through the process of either Shabbos, Truma, or Mekach. Now before we start talking about how the kevim work, that after it went through the process of Chatzar, Shabbos, Truma, or Mekach, one is no longer allowed to eat those peiros, I'd like to give the following hakdama, Be'inyan Chiyuv Trumas HaMaisvus. As you find in our Gemara, there is a stage called Gemar Malacha. We find in the Rishonim, the Ritvam of Matziah Daf Pezayin Rebeis, and in the Yireim Mitzvah Kofiyotes, that ask the following Shaila. How can the Gemara say, above Matziah Daf Pezayin Rebeis, that even after Miruach, one needs Rias Pnei Abayis, or Rias Pnei Achotzer, in order to be Chayiv B'Trumas HaMaisvus, we find the Kama Mishnayis that teach us that Miruach itself is Keveya. The Gemara Malach of Miruach itself is kaveh l'inyan trumas ha'maisvus. The Ritva and Yireim both answer the following teretz: that we find in Kama Mishnayis that Miruach itself is kaveh is only midrabanan. Min hatera, besides from Miruach, one needs re'ias pnei habayis or re'ias pnei achatzar as well. One needs a secondary kaveh. But midrabanan, Miruach itself is kaveh. That is the teretz of the Ritva and the Yireim. The obvious kasha is, how can the Ritva and Yireim both say that midrabanan, one does not need any other keveya besides for Gemar Malacha? Mechir in our Gemara, we see clearly not like that. Our Gemara says that Shabbos, Truma, Mekach, v'chatzar are only keveya la'achar Gemar Malacha. And as we said before, Shabbos, Truma, u'mekach are only keveya midrabanan. And still we see one needs Gemar Malacha. L'chir one can answer, based on that we find in the Aruch HaShulchan HaAsid, in Simon Sandi Zayin Tzim Katan Chaf Aleph. The Aruch HaShulchan says the following Yisoid, that there are two different types of Gemar Malacha. There is something that is considered a Gemar Malacha Gemura. And then we say that Gemar Malacha Gemura itself is Keveya, without any secondary Keveya. It becomes M'chuyiv HaTrumas HaMaisvus, the fact that it was Nigmar Malachte Lagamri. And then there is a secondary Gemar Malacha, which is what our Gemara is referring to, which means that it is not missing another Malacha. And only then do we say that one needs a secondary Kaveya. But if it was Nigmar Malachte B'Malacha Gemura, then it is Chayev B'Trumas HaMaisvus, at least Midrabanan, even without any other Kaveya. That is how the Aruch HaShulchan explains our Gemara. And Ochayr so too is Mefurish in the Ravid on the Farmadal on the base. That the Ravid asks, Tamiya Milsa, how can our Gemara say that one needs Gemar Malach in order for Shabbos to be Keveya? Ubedarish Nigmar Malach, the Lama we Kviya Shabbos. Tape a Kwei the Gemar Malach Keveya. Again, because the Ra holds that once you have a Gemar Malach itself is Keveya, even without any secondary Kviyas. So the Ra'ah says the following teretz: Iko lemeimar, dechia mina gemar malacha lav dafka, ela kloimar kol she'ein malacha acharel. In other words, that our Gemara says, that Shabbos needs gemar malacha, the Gemara means to say that Shabbos is only keveya, something that is not missing another malacha. But, as the Ra'ah goes on to say, if you have a gemar malacha le'inyan ma'aser, for example, miruach, then Miruach itself is Keveya, even without any other Keveya. So again, as we find in the Ritva, Yireim, and the Ra'ah, the Ritva, Yireim, and Ra'ah all hold that Gemar Melacha itself is enough to be Kaveya, even without any secondary Kaveya. Only where one does not have a Melacha Gemura, a Gemar Melacha of Melacha Gemura, like the Aruch HaShulchan explains, only then do we say that you need a secondary Kaveya. And so too we find in Rabbeinu Chananel, that Rabbeinu Chananel and Afamed Heyom and Aleph explains, that the Gemara sees in the Hillel, from that Hillel says, Amamer Peiris Himakom Umakom Liktzar, Vekidesh Alein Hayyim, Amar Abiyud Hillel Atzmi, Oyser, from there the Gemara proves that Hillel holds the Shabbos as Kaveya, even Bedavar Shaloi Nigmar Malachtei. Rabbeinu Chananel says, so what was the Gemara's raya that we're talking about a dover shoy nigmar malachtei? So Rabbeinu Chananel says, because had it been nigmar malachtei, who needs Shabbos? Even b'chol gemar malachtei is oiser. So again, from Rabbeinu Chananel we see, as Rishonim that we said before hold, that gemar malacha itself is enough to be kaveya even without any secondary kaveya. The Rambam, in Perek Gimel Milchas Maaser, as explained in the Me'iri and Brachas Laman Aleph Laman Beis, argues. And the Rambam understands that there is no such thing as a Gemar Melacha by itself being Kaveya without a secondary Kaveya. Even if one would have a Gemar Melacha Gemura, still one would need a secondary Kaveya in order for it to be Nikva or Trumas Maisus. So again, we have a tremendous Machoikis HaRishonim. If one has a Gemar Melacha Gemura, do we say the Gemar Melacha Gemura itself is enough to be kaveya v'chumas ma'isrus, at least from Drabbanan? Or do we say, as the Rambam holds, that even if one has a gemar melacha gemura, still one needs a secondary kaveya? Now getting back to the gemar of Metzia that we said before, the gemar of Metzia says the Rabbiana and Rechnan both hold that eina tevel mischayev ma'iser ad shiira pnei abayis or ad shiira pnei hachotzer. As far as this halacha is concerned, that one needs riyas pnei abayis or riyas pnei hachotzer even after Miruach, we find the tremendous Machlokes HaRishonim. The Rash and the Rosh in Perek Aleph, Mishneh Hei of Masechta Maisvis both understand that this halacha that one needs Riyas Pnei Abayis applies even if he was not planning on bringing it into Abayis. Even if he had no plan whatsoever bringing these pears into Abayis, still one needs Riyas Pnei Abayis in order for these pears to become Mechuyavan and Chumas Maisvis, based on the pasuk of Biarti HaKodesh Min HaBayis, like the Gemara Darshan's Bava Metzia. That is the sheet of the Rash and the Rosh. Tosfos, now we desire that Mamal from a base, and so too one sees in the Rambam, in Perek Dalet, Milchas Maaser, Halacha Beis, argue. And the Rambam and Tosfos both hold that the Gemara says Bava Metzia, that one needs Riyas Pnei HaBayis besides for Gemara Malacha, afterwards, Nigmar Malachtei, one still needs Riyas Pnei HaBayis, is only if he was actually planning on bringing it into a bias. If he had no plan to bring it into a bias, then Gemar Malacha itself is Kaveya Min HaTorah. Because again, that we darshan from a pasuk of Biarti HaKodesh Min HaBayis, that the Peiros only become a Chuyavan and Trumas HaMaisris with Riyas Pnei HaBayis, is only if he was actually planning on bringing it into the bias. Baron, in Eisef Chidus, on page Shinayin Ches explains, the Machloikis as follows. The Machloikis is in how to understand the Yisoid of Riyas Pnei HaBayis. Do we understand that Riyas Pnei HaBayis is a Gzeiras HaKosev? It's a Gzeiras HaKosev that in order for Peiros to be Chayavim Metrumas HaMaisvus, besides for Gmar Malacha, one needs Riyas Pnei HaBayis as well, based on the Pasuk of Biarti HaKodesh Min HaBayis. Or do we say that one needs Riyas Pnei HaBayis is in order for us to consider that these Peiros were Nigmar Malachtan? That is the reason why one needs Riyas Pnei HaBayis. So Baron explains that itself is the Machlokes between the Rosh, Tosfos and the Rambam. The Rosh and the Rosh understands that one needs Riyas Pnei HaBayis is Gzeiras HaKosev. The Torah said that in order for Peiros to be Chayavim Metrumas HaMaisvus, one needs Riyas Pnei HaBayis. And therefore it does not make any difference whatsoever if one was actually planning on bringing the Peiros into the Bayis or not. Even if one had no plan to bring the Peiros into the Bayis, still one needs Riyas Pnei HaBayis in order for the Peiros to be Chayavim Metrumas HaMaisvus. Tosfos and the Rambam on the other end argue, and they understand that there is Halacha of Riyas Pnei HaBayis is based on the fact that till one has Riyas Pnei HaBayis, it was not yet Nigmar Malachta in the Peiros. Because since, as Tosfos and the Rambam understand, we are talking about a case that he was planning on bringing the Peiros into a Bayis, as long as he did not yet bring the Peiros into the Bayis, it is not
yet nigmer melachton of these peiros. And for that reason, the peiros nach yavam chumas ma'isus, because they did not yet reach the stage of gemar melacha. That is a shita of the Rambam and Tosfos. So again, according to the Rambam and Tosfos, that one needs riyas me'abayis is only in order for us to consider that it was nigmar melachton of these peiros. And therefore, as long as he was not mekayim achshavtei, that he was planning on bringing these peiros into the bayis, it was not yet nigmar melachton. But as long as one has a gemar melacha, then the peiros are nekvoin with gemar melacha itself. That is how Baron explains the shita of the Rambam and Tosfos. Now let's go on to the next halacha that we find in the Gemara before in Daf Gimel and Aleph, that there's an iser of achilas keva, the one is not allowed to eat peiros, achilas keva, even before Gemara Malacha, as long as a peiros reached a shir of avashvish, which is called the oinas hamaisus, from that time and on, as long as he was not yet mafish trumas hamaisus, he is not allowed to eat achilas keva. And as we find in Rashi in Brachas, Daf Amud Hei Amud Beis, Rashi explains that the Isser Achilas Keva is an Isser Drabonon. There's an Isser Drabonon to eat Achilas Keva la'achar after the Peiros reached Oinas HaMaisvus, as long as he did not yet take off Chumas HaMaisvus. From the Rashi in Brachas, Daf Amud Aleph Amud Beis, one sees l'chayra that we say that the Isser Achilas Keva is the only awesome drabanan, that is only if one ate Achilas Keva before Gemar Malacha. Once the Peiros were already Nigmar Malachtan, then the Isser Achilas Keva is an Isser Menatayra. Now to explain the reason behind the Isser Achilas Keva, we find in Ibn David and Pesachim, Lev Tesman Aleph, that explains the Isser of Achilas Keva as follows. He explains the Isser of Achilas Keva is based on that Chachamim aser to eat Achilas Keva b'nei Gezel Kohen. In other words, by eating Achilas Keva, he's being mafsid the Kohen, what's coming to the Kohen. That is how Ben David explains the Isser of Achilas Keva. In the Rashba, on the other hand, in Piskei Chal and Shar Dalet, one sees L'chayra and other Mahalach in how to understand the Isser of Achilas Keva. The Rashba explains that we find in Isser of Achilas Keva is based on the fact that Achilas Keva itself is Kevas with Chumas HaMaisus. In other words, besides for the Kevim that we find in our Gemara of Chotzer, Shabbos, Mekach, and Chuma, the Rashba says there is another Keveya as well. There is a Keveya called Achilas Keva. Now, to understand how Achilas Keva is Keveya, we find the following Chiddush in the Stipler by us in Siman Yud. And so too in the Stipler in Kiyosyakim and Chilokhes Siman Ches. The Stipler says the following Chiddush. Based on that we said before, that the Rambam and Tosfos hold, that one needs Re'ias Pnei HaBayis is only if one is planning on bringing it into the bayis. But if one is not planning on bringing it into a bayis, then it is nikva with the Gemar Melacha by itself. The Stipler asks, by every Achilas Arei, we should also say that there should be an Isser Achilas Arei, because whatever he is eating is not going into a bayis. Whatever he is eating, even Achilas Arei, is not going to end up in a bayis. So here again, we should say that since the peiros that he's eating are not going to eventually be roya pnei bayis, the Gemar Malach itself should be kaveya. So what is the heter to eat Achilas Arei bedavar shnigmar malachtei? The Stipler explains that the reason why one is allowed to eat in Achilas Arei is based on the fact that we see these peiros that he's eating by oifen arai still as a chiluk of the other peiros. And since the other peiros were not yet nigmar malachtan, because the other peiros you're planning on bringing those peiros into the bayis, so therefore even the peiros that he's eating in achilas arai are negrorim after the other peiros. And therefore we look at all the peiros that they are not yet nigmar malachtan, because the ikar peiros are still aimed for Riyas Pnei HaBayis. But that is only if one is eating an Achilas Arei. But the Stipler goes on to say, if one eats an Achilas Keva, then we look as if the Peiros that he's eating are separate from the other Peiros. We don't see them anymore as a Chiluk of the other Peiros. And therefore we look at the Peiros that he's eating separately. And we say that these Peiros are not aimed to have a Riyas Pnei HaBayis. And since these Peiros are not aimed to have a Riyas Pnei HaBayis, Therefore, Gemar Melacha itself is Kaveya, just like if someone would be Gemar Melacha of Peiris without having any intention of bringing the Peiris into a bias. And with that, one can explain the Rashba. That the Rashba understands, Achilas Kvas Kvas, is based on the fact that through him eating an Achilas Kvas, we look as if these Peiris were Nigmar Melachton. Because these Peiris not aimed to have a Rias Pnei Abayis. And therefore, the Gemar Melacha itself is Kveya. And so too is Mefurish in the Ra'ah by us. The Ra'ah explains that one is allowed to eat an Achilas Arai is based on the fact that we look as if the Peiris that he's eating Achilas Arai is a Chiluk of the other Peiris. And the other Peiris are not yet Nigmar Melachton. But by Achilas Kvah, that we no longer look as if the Peiris that he's eating as a Chiluk of the other Peiris, therefore they are not Negrorim after the other Peiris, and therefore Gemar Melach itself is Kveah, like the Sheet of Ra'ah that we mentioned before. So again, just to sum up quickly what we spoke about, the first thing that we mentioned was a machlokes rishonim as far as Gemar Melacha. If we say that Gemar Melacha itself is Kveya even without Rias Pnei Abayis, or we say that even where one has a Gemar Melacha Gemura, still one needs a secondary Kveya. The Rambam Shita is that even if one has a Gemar Melacha Gemura, still one needs a secondary Kveya. The Ra'ah, Ritva, Reim, and Abayim Chananel all hold that as long as one has a Gemar Melacha Gemura, one does not need a secondary Kveya. That is the first machlokes that we mentioned. The second machlokes that we mentioned is as far as the halacha of Rias Pnei Abayis is concerned. Do we say that one needs Rias Pnei Abayis even if one was not actually planning on bringing these Peiris into Abayis, which is the Shita of the Rash and the Rosh? Or do we say that one only needs Rias Pnei Abayis if one was actually planning on bringing the Peiris into Abayis? Because only then do we say that it was not yet Nigmar Melachton of these Peiris, which is the Shita of the Rambam and Tosfos, like a Baron explains. The third need that we mentioned was as far as the Issur Achilas Kvah is concerned. The Rabbeinu David explains that the Issur Achilas Kvah is based on the fact that we are Chishesh Mishum Gezel Kain. We don't want the Kain to lose out his Trumas Amaisis, which is coming to him. The Rashba, on the other hand, the Ra'ah, and as the Stipler explains, hold that Achilas Kvah itself is Kveah, because with Achilas Kvah one sees that these Peiris were Nigmar Melachton. Again, based on the Rambam and Tosfos, so we said before. That is the third point that we mentioned. So now getting back to our Gemara, let's start with the Gemara on the Famadal on the base. The Gemara wants to bring right from our Mishnah that Shabbos Kevas even Bedavar Shoy Nigmar Malachtei. And for that reason, our Mishnah picked a case of Shvius. Because only on Shvius, there's no Chiv Chumas Maisvus. Habashar Shnei Shevua Hachinami Da Aser. My time will amish from the Shabbos Kovet. Zak Gemara Loi. Shaini Hasam Kivin Da Amar Mikanani Oichal Amachar. Kovet Lei Lovei. The fact that he said Mikanei Chomacher, that itself is Kavalei Lovei. So to understand the Gemara, we find three basic Mahalchim in the Rishonim. Rashi explains, Shaini Hasam Di'iu Achshva B'diburei Shekara Achila. In other words, the fact that he said Mikanei Chomacher, that itself is a Chashivos. That itself shows that he was Machshiv, these Peiris. And the fact that he was Machshiv, these Peiris, that itself is Kaveya, the Peiris, L'inyan, Chumas, Amaisvus. So again, according to Rashi, one sees that there is a new Kaveya, called Mikanan Yoichel Mocher, the Chashivas Mikanan Yoichel Mocher, that itself is Kaveya L'Trumas U'Maisus. The Rashba, on the other hand, explains our Gemara as follows. The Kivan de Omer Mikanan Yoichel Mocher Kavo L'Shabes Yuave. In other words, what Mikanan Yoichel Mocher does is not that Mikanan Yoichel Mocher itself is Kaveya, but rather Mikanan Yoichel Mocher makes us consider these Peiris, that these Peiris were Nigmar Melachton. And therefore, as the Gemara is saying, one cannot bring a raya from our Mishnah, the Shabbos Kevas, even Peiris, Shoy Nigmar Melachton, because since he said Mikanan Yoichel Mocher, these Peiris are considered Peiris, Shoy Nigmar Melachton. That is how the Rashba explains our Gemara. So again, like the Rashba, Mikanan Yoichel Mocher is not a new Kveya of Mikanan Yoichel Mocher, like Rashi, but rather Mikanan Yoichel Mocher makes us consider these Peiris, that these Peiris are Nigmar Melachton, and therefore one has the Kvias of Shabbos. Rabbeinu Chananel, on the other hand, explains our Gemara in a third way. Rabbeinu Chananel explains that we say Mikanan Yoichel Mocher is Kaveya is based on that by saying Mikanan Yoichel Mocher he was Megale Das de Gomra Behochi. In other words, he was Goymer Bedaitai that these Peiris are Nigmar Melachton because he's planning on eating these Peiris as is. And since he was Goymer Bedas that these Peiris are Nigmar Melachton, therefore Gemar Melacha is Kaveya. Again, as we said before, the Rach Shita is that Gemar Melacha itself is Kaveya, And therefore with saying Mikan ani yoichel amocha, one has a kvias of Gemara Melacha. And therefore, as Ben Ochanan explains, that the Gemara says, Yehoche afu b'chol nami, is based on the fact that by saying Mikan ani yoichel amocha, one has a Gemara Melacha, and Gemara Melacha is kveya b'chol as well. That is a shita of Ben Ochanan. Rashi Ochanan, on the other hand, argues, because Rashi understands, that Gemara Melacha itself is never kveya. One always needs a secondary kveya. And therefore, according to Rashi, the only way to understand Mikan ani yoichel amocha is based on that, that Mikan ani yoichel amocha is a new kveya, based on the fact that he was machshiv the peiros by saying Mikan ani yoichel amocha. The Rambam, Mukhir, one says that the Rambam understands our Gemara like the Rashba. That thing, Gemara said Mikan ani yoichel amocha, was just an order for us to consider that the peiros of Nigmar Malachton, and then one has the kfias of Shabbos. Because as we find that Tzvach asks on the Rambam, why did the Rambam bring down a kaveh of Mikan ani yoichel amocha? An argument of one sees that there's a new kaveh called Mikan ani yoichel amocha. But again, that is only if one understands argument like Rashi or like Ben Ochanano. If one explains argument like the Rashba, one does not see in argument that there is a new kaveh called Mikan ani yoichel amocha, and that is how one can answer the kasha of the Tzlach on the Rambam. Now let's go on to that we find in our Gemara that there is something called Truma Kevas or Truma Samaisris. The question is, how does one understand that Truma is Kevas or Truma Samaisris? Bishom Shabbos, as the Gemara explains, is based on the Pasuk of Ikraso Shabbos Ainik. Chotzer is Gzeis HaKosev. Mekach, one can explain based on that by the fact that he bought these payers, that it shows a Chashivos to the Paris, and the fact that he was Machsha the Paris, as we see in Rashi, Chashivas itself is a Kaveya. But how does one understand a Truma? Why is Truma a Kevas? So we find in the Maryam that the Maryam and the Famadal on the base explains. By the fact that he was Mafesh Truma from them, Giwa Bedaitai Shenigmar Malachton. Ulakach Oser Lecho Manafil Arai. In other words, the Maram explains that Truma is Kaidas is based on the fact that with his Truma he was Megaldas at the Paris or Nigmar Malachton. In other words, one sees from the Maram that the Maram understands that Truma is Kaidas is based on the fact that with Truma one sees that these Paris or Nigmar Malachton and Gemar Malach itself is Kaidaya. But again, that Luchir is only if one understands that Gemar Malach itself could be Kaidaya. But if one understands that besides for Gemar Malacha, one needs a secondary Kaveh as well. So again, one has to understand, what does Truma accomplish? How is Truma Kavas? So if one looks carefully at the Maram, one sees in the Maram the following Chiddush. The Maram beforehand says the following words. V'imkein nigmar malachtan v'aser lecho mian oid arai, v'ak v'inu ratzoloymar lav dafka, el the Gemar Malacha geremes, shafigo achiras chilas arai nikra kvah. In other words, the Maram explains that Gemar Malacha itself is not Kevas. What Gemar Malacha does is that if something is Nigmar Malachti, then even Achilas Arei is considered Achilas Keva. So again, according to the Maram, the way Truma works is that with Truma one sees a Gemar Malacha. But again, as the Maram says, Gemar Malacha itself is not a Keva. What Gemar Malacha does is Gemar Malacha accomplishes that since these peiros were nigmar malachtan, therefore, even achilas arei is considered achilas kva. And the iser is based on the iser of achilas kva. That is how the Maram explains that we find that truma is kivas le'inyan truma sumaisus. Now let's go a step further. As we have seen, there are two reasons why one should not be able to eat peiros. Either based on the fact that he's eating an achilas kva, and there is an iser of achilas kva, or based on the fact that the peiros are chayavim mechumah samaisus, the peiros are tevel, and based on the fact that the peiros are tevel, one is asur to eat even nachilas arai. Here one can say that is the basis of the machlokes that we find in our Gemara as far as the kivim that are mentioned in our Gemara, or the kivim before Gemar Malacha, or only la'achar Gemar Malacha. If one understands that the way the kivim work is based on the fact that through Chotzer, Shabbos, Mekach, or Truma, the Achila that he's doing is considered an Achilas Kva, then there's no difference between La'achar Gemar Malacha or before Gemar Malacha. Because as far as this Achilas Kva is concerned, this Achilas Kva
is even before the Peiros of Nigmar Malachtan. That is, if one understands the way the Kaivim work is based on the fact that something that went through the process of these Kaivim, if one eats those Peiros, one is eating an Achilas Kva. But if one understands the Kaivim, that the way the Kaivim work is not because then we consider as Achilas Kva, but rather the way the Kaivim work is because through going through the process of these Kaivim, the Peiros become Tevel, then one needs Gemar Malacha. Because in order for Peiros to become Tevel, one needs two components. One needs, first of all, the components of Gemar Malacha, and second of all, the components of a Kaiveya. That is how one can explain the Machlekes Nar Gemara as far as the Kaivim are concerned, are the Kaivim before Gemar Malacha, or only La'achar Gemar Malacha. According to Maram, one can say that even if the way the Kaivim work is that through the process of the Kaivim, the Peiros actually become Tevel, one can say that the Kaiveya could be Kaiveya even before Gemar Malacha. Because as the Maram explains, the Kaivim itself, at least by Truma, that itself makes us consider these Peiros as if these Peiros were Nigmar Malachta. And therefore, even if one would have Peiros or Nigmar Malachtan, the fact that it went through the process of Kaivim would be enough of a reason for us to be considered these Peiros as if they were Nigmar Malachtan. And therefore, one would have Peiros Nigmar Malachtan and the Kaiveya, the Vasachas. That is another way with which one can explain the Machlekes and our Gemara, that there is a Mandamar that holds. Mandamrim that hold. That the Kaivim work, even before Gemar Malacha, is based on the fact that one has a Gemar Malacha and a Kfias, the Vasachas. Let's go to the next part of the Gemara. The Gemara says, Ramini Hayoicho Be'eshkov, Nichnas Megino Lachatzer, Rabbi Lazar Oimer Yigmar. Lazar says he can still finish the Peiros. Bishu argues, Bishu says, Lo Yigmar, he cannot finish the Peiros. The Gemara says that Lazar says Yigmar does not mean he can actually finish the Peiros in the Chatzer itself. It means, he has to go out of the chatzar in order to finish the peiros. In the Rambam, in Pirush Mishnayis, Masach Tchumas, Parches Mishnah Gimel, the Rambam says like this: that is the makor of Yis Pnei Abayis. The Rambam goes on to say, "V'chol peiros anachoim beginoi besada, einoi chayi b'maisus ufi shehu achilas arai." From the Rambam Bukhari, it sounds like that we say that bias keveya is based on the fact that anything that's eaten inside a bias, any peiros that are eaten inside a bias, that achila is considered an achilas kva, and therefore the Mikdash David and Siman and Vav is Gimel, and of Gusman and Kuntzei Shurim and Bav Matzia Shirach of Zion both say that Bukhari once sees from the Rambam that bias is keveya is based on the fact that achila be bias is considered an achilas kva. That is what the Mikdash David and Gusman say that one sees from the Rambam and Pirush Mishnayis. But L'chira, one can explain the Rambam differently. That the Rambam is coming to explain Shita as a Belozer. As you find in our Gemara, that Belozer says Yigmar, our Gemara explains, means Yigmar Chutz L'chotzer. One cannot finish the Peiros in the Chotzer, but rather one has to go outside the Chotzer in order to finish the Peiros. The Rambam is coming to explain what is the Pshat that one cannot finish the Peiros in the Chotzer and only outside the Chotzer, Monavshach. If Chatzar is Kaveya, Peirush for Nigmar Malachtan, then even outside the Chatzar you should not be able to finish the Peirus. Oh my, Chatzar is not Kaveya, Peirush for Nigmar Malachtan, then he should even be able to finish the Peirus inside the Chatzar. For that reason, the Rambam explains that one cannot finish the Peirus in the Chatzar is because eating in the Chatzar is considered an Achilas Kva. And therefore, even though Chatzar is not Kaveya, Peirush for Nigmar Malachtan, but still, one is not allowed to finish the peiros inside the chatzar because any achilas peiros in the chatzar is considered an achilas kva. So we find that the Gemara says, according to Blazer, if someone started eating the peiros before Shabbos, even though Blazer says Yigmar, it does not mean he can finish the peiros actually on Shabbos. He has to wait on Mitzvah Shabbos. Because again, even though Shabbos is not kiveya peiros or nigma malachtan, but any achila during Shabbos is considered an achilas kva. And one is not allowed to eat an achilas kva, even without the fact that Shabbos is kivas, peirush or nigma malachton. That is a chayra one can explain the Rambam and peirush mishnayis. Before we go on to the next sugya,
I would like to speak about the following shayla. We find in our Gemara that Shabbos is kevas atumas ha'maisus based on the pasuk of a karaso a Shabbos einik. Now we find the following shayla in the Rishonim and Achrenim. Do we say that only Shabbos is kevas atumas ha'maisus, or do we say that yontif is keveya atumas ha'maisus as well? So we find that the Sharim Melech in Perakei Me'ochas Maisra Rochach of Gimel brings down the following machleks Rishonim. Sharim Melech says, Al-Khir one sees in the Rash, in the beginning of Perak Dawud, Masach Tadmai, that not only Shabbos Kevas HaChumas Maisis, but Yontif is Kevas as well. On the other hand, the Sharm Malchim is only find in the Mi'iri, in our Sugya, that the Mi'iri says only Shabbos is Kevas HaChumas Maisis, but Yontif is not Keveya HaChumas Maisis. As the Mi'iri explains, the Liksa Bayonik. And so do we find in the Tzlach, and Daf Hamadawan of Abes, Pnei Shua, and Daf Mem, and in the beginning, Yeshua and Dafi Gimel and Aleph. Rabbi Yashav Zatzal brings the following raya from that we find in the Tshuvas HaRosh called Chafei Ois Beis, that the Rosh says one is not allowed to drink before Kiddush on Yontif, based on that Yontif is Keveya. Anything one drinks on Yontif is considered a Shtiyas Kva. So as Rabbi Yashav says, one sees from the Rosh, not only Shabbos Kevas, but Yontif is Kevas as well, that whatever one drinks on Yontif, or whatever one eats on Yontif, is considered Achivas Kevah and Shtiyas Kevah. B'chir so too one sees in the Shita of Rabbi Avigdor Kayin Tzedek, which is brought down in the Shara Malach and Ochasoka Berk Zayin and Ochazayin, that on Yontif one is not allowed to even eat in Achivas Arai outside of Sukkah, because even in Achivas Arai, it's considered an Achivas Kevah, and therefore one is M'chuyiv to eat that Achivas Arai in a Sukkah, just like one is M'chuyiv to eat any Achivas Kevah in a Sukkah. The Shamoch goes on to say that Al-Khir Yontif should be Kaveya, within in Chumas HaMaisus. Because as we find in the Rambam in Perek Vav, Milchas Yontif Halachat HaSayin, that the Rambam says, Kishem Shem Mitzvah L'Chabed Es HaShabbos L'Anga, Kach Kol Yomim Tevim. So Al-Khir one sees in the Rambam that the Mitzvah of Einik Shabbos applies to Yontif as well. There's a Mitzvah to Ma'anig Yontif. And therefore, just as we find the Shabbos Kavas Chumas HaMaisus based on the Pasuk Rosso Shabbos Einik, Al-Khir Yontif should be Kaveya with Chumas HaMaisus as well. Now, the obvious question is, what's pshat in the other shittas? What's pshat in the shittas that hold the yontif, only Shabbos is kevas, not yontif? L'chira, in the Rambam one sees clearly, just like there's a mitzvah and a chiyuv to manik Shabbos, so too the chiyuv applies to yontif as well. So we find in the Sefer HaZikaron Mevak Shetera Simanayim Beis that says the following beer based on a Beis HaLevi Tera Parshas Truma. The Beis HaLevi in Parshas Truma brings down a Zayar in Parshas Yisrei. That explains that the pasuk says Malachi v'zayresi peresh chageichem, and we darshan the zayah darshans peresh chageichem by peresh habaschem. The Beis Levi explains that there is a fundamental difference between Shabbos and Yontif. By achilas on Shabbos, even if the person would eat on Shabbos, and he would be mechaven a tainuk, he would be mechaven to have einig, that would also be considered a mitzvah, because on Shabbos, the pasuk says, v'karoso a Shabbos oinig, there is a mitzvah to have oinig on Shabbos. And therefore, as long as one has kavona to have oinig, that itself is a mitzvah. On the other hand, on Yontif, it never says oinig. All it says is kavod v'simcha. And therefore, the only time one is mekayim the mitzvah of Yontif is only if one has einig in order to mechabed yontif. Only if his kavana is that he's being mis'anig b'shvel kvoid yontif, only then is he mekayim the mitzvah. Because again, as the Beis HaLevi explains, that there is a mitzvah to me'anig yontif is based on the fact that one's einig on yontif is a kiyum of kvoid yontif. And only if he has kavana, that with his einig he is mechaber yontif, is he mekayim the mitzvah of having einig on yontif. And therefore, since like the Beis HaLevi, there's a fundamental difference between the einig of Shabbos and the einig of yontif, that the einig of Shabbos, the mitzvah is the einig itself. On the other hand, on yontif, the mitzvah is covered yontif. Just through having einig, one is mechaber the yontif. One can explain that the yontif is not kaveh or chumas ha'maisis, but oifin poshet. Even though there is a mitzvah to have einig on yontif, but since the einig of yontif is just the way of being mechabed yontif, therefore one can say that achilas arai is not enough of a mechubedik achila in order for us to say that through such an achila one is being mechabed yontif. Only by Shabbos we say Shabbos kevas, because again, any oinig one has on Shabbos is a kiyam mitzvahs oinig Shabbos. And yontif, that the oinig is only a way to show kavod, it has to be such an oinig with which one shows kavod for yontif. And therefore one can explain that those shittas hold that achilas arai is not enough of a mechubedik achila in which one can show a kavod for yontif. That is how one can explain the shita of the Me'iri and the other chokim that hold only Shabbos kevas and not yontif. Now let's go to a different sugya. We find in the Gemara before Daf Amud Aleph on the base, and so to an Gemara Daf Amud Hem and Aleph, the Gemara says the following klal. The following Yisoid of Tevel Muchan Hu in Shabbos. Tevel is concerned Muchan as far as Shabbos is concerned. Now to explain that, we find Tevel Muchan Hu in Shabbos, we find three Mahalchim in the Rishonim. Rashi and the Amadal on the base. And so to Rashi for the Amadal from the base explain that the Tevel Muchan Hu in Shabbos is based on the fact that the only reason why he cannot eat this Tevel is based on an Issa D'Rabbanan. Menatzeira. He is able to mafish trumas and maisus and eat the peiros. Only with Rabbanon does he not have a right to mafish trumas and maisus. And since what's holding him back from eating these peiros is only nesed Rabbanon, for that reason, that is why we say tevel muchanu inyan Shabbos. Ban, Mochamas tavchav min aleph, the dape arif on the other end argues on Rashi. And the Ban understands that even an isad Rabbanon is enough for us to consider the peiros mukta machmas iser. The only reason why we say Tevel Muchunu in Shabbos, Ramban explains, is based on the fact that there is nothing intrinsically wrong with the peiros. The peiros themselves are completely royal achila. There is something else standing in my way of eating these peiros. Since these peiros are intrinsically royal achila, for that reason we say Tevel Muchunu in Shabbos. That's how the Ramban explains that we say Tevel Muchunu in Shabbos. Shita Mekubetzes explains another pshat, and that we say Tevel Muchunu in Shabbos. The Shita explains that we say Tevel Muchnu in Shabbos is based on the fact that one is allowed to mafresh truma somaisis b'machshava even on Shabbos, Mishomainik Shabbos. And since one is actually able to mafresh truma somaisis b'machshava on Shabbos, Mishomainik Shabbos, for that reason the peiros are muchan l'inyan Shabbos. The Shaar HaMelech, in Perek Dalet, Mihochas truma svachat asayin, and so we find in B'chem Lezer, Nachyezer, Chilk Bey, Simim Emtes, Eis Gimel, asked the following plea on the Shita. How can the Shita say that one is actually allowed to go in Mafresh Trumas Maisis on Shabbos Machshava, and for that reason we say Tevel Muchanu? If so, how can the Gemara say in Shabbos Tav Kov Chav Chesem and Aleph? And so do we see in the Mishnah in Shabbos, on Tav Kov Chav 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 one is not allowed to metaltal Tevel on Shabbos. Okhaya. If one is allowed to actually be Mesakin Tevel by being Marfish B'machshava Yishumaynik Shabbos, Ocher Tevel itself should not be Mukta. Why is Tevel itself Mukta? That is the Kasha of the Shaar HaMelech, Ramchai Meizer, and Achiezer. So Ocher from the Shita one sees the following Chiddush, that even if one has the actual opportunity of being Mesakin as a Tevel through being Marfish B'machshava, but as long as the Peiros are Einam Ru'uyim, as long as the Peiros are Tevel, the peiros are considered as if they are eitzim vavonim. Because as far as our state of tevel is concerned, they are not roi for anything. And therefore, as long as they are tevel, they are aser betiltel, based on the fact that they are not roi for anything. They are not roi to be used for any purpose. That our Gemara says tevel muchanu is only as far as achone is concerned. In other words, we consider the peiros muchanim based on the fact that he has the actual ability to mesaken the peiros. And therefore we see the peiros as if they are muchanim. But that does not mean that he is actually allowed to metaltal the peiros. Because in order to metaltal the peiros, one needs, for tiltal, we can only metaltal something that has an actual hishtamshus at the time that one is coming to metaltal those peiros. That is l'chayra what one sees in our Shita. And l'chayra, similarly, one sees in Rashi and the Ramban as well. That even though like Rashi and Ramban both explain Tevel Muchanu, that we see the Tevel as Muchan,
But as we see in the Gemara in Shabbos, on Avkuv Chav Ches, still the Peiris, as long as they are Tevel, they are Aser B'Totel. So again, one sees that even though as far as Achana is concerned, we see the Peiris as Mochanim, since either, as Rashi explains, there's only Nesem Drabanan, or, as Ramban explains, there's nothing intrinsically wrong with the Peiris, that is only as far as us seeing these Peiris as Mochanim. But even though the Peiris are Mochanim, they are still Aser B'Totel. Because in order to have a heter total, one is only allowed to metaltal something that has an actual use, an actual purpose, at the time of total. That we say tevel muchanu is only in regards to after tikkun. In other words, if let's say someone will go and be over, according to Rashi and the Ramban, or according to the sheet of one we mafresh machshava, and he will take off chumus ma'isrus, now the peiros will be mutar metotal. And we will not say that since they were muktzah at the beginning of Shabbos, they remain muktzah throughout Shabbos. Because again, since the halacha of migudis katzoi, that we say that peiros are muktzah at the beginning of Shabbos, they retain their status of muktzah throughout Shabbos, is based, as Rashi Adav Chavavim Beis explains, based on the fact that peiros were not muchanim, meba'ijayim. Therefore, since tevel is muchanhu, for that reason, we do not say migu deskatzoi, because the peiros were always muchanim. These peiros were muchanim mibo'ijayim. The fact that they were aser b'tzoltah from the beginning of Shabbos does not make any difference whatsoever. And for that reason, after these peiros will no longer be tevel, one will be allowed to metaltal these peiros, because these peiros were always muchanim, even at the time of the beginning of Shabbos. Now let's go on to the next sugya. The Mishnah, at the beginning of the parak of Mishilin, says as follows: Mishilin mi peiros derech ruba beyantif avoy b'shabes u'mechasim peiros b'keilim pnei hadlaf. So as far as the heter to mechasim peiros b'keilim pnei hadlaf, we find machlekes harishenim. The Rosh is medayik in Rashi. The Rashi holds that this halacha mechasim peiros b'keilim pnei hadlaf is only a halacha in yantif, not in Shabbos. Just like the beginning of the Mishnah, Mishilin peiros derech ruba, was only said in yantif, not in Shabbos, so too the halacha mechasim peiros is only a halacha in yantif, is only a heter for yantif, but it is not mutter on Shabbos. The Rosh on the other hand argues, Rosh on the other hand understands halacha mechasim peiros b'keilim is mutter both in yantif and on Shabbos as well. Kveger asks, "V'chirab, how can one say the like Rashi, the hotter mechasim peiros b'keilim ne'adlaf, is only a heter on yontif not on Shabbos?" The Gemara on the form of Vavim and Aleph brings down Toshma, "Parsim machzos gabe alvenim b'Shabbos, and so too the lachis parsim machzos gabe avonim b'Shabbos." In other words, one sees clearly the heter of parsim is not only a heter on yontif, but is also a heter on Shabbos. That is the kasha of Rabbi Akiva Eiger. L'chira to answer Rashi, one has to say as follows. We have to go back to Rashi in the Mishnah. Rashi in the Mishnah says, "Mechasan es hapeyes v'yeminan teireach shaloi letzerech yontif." In other words, Rashi understands that we are talking about peyes that he is not planning to eat on yontif, and therefore this kisoi is a kisoi shaloi letzerech yontif. In other words, once he's in Rashi, that the Peiros bin Peiros that he had been planning on eating on Yontif, then the Kisa is a Kisa of Tzerech Yontif. A Kisa of Tzerech Yontif is Zecher Mutter. Kisa of Tzerech Yontif, there is no question that Kisa is Mutter. And therefore Rashi explains, the whole Chiddush of the Mishnah is that even though it's a Kisa of Shavuot of Tzerech Yontif, still it is Mutter Mishum Hefsin Mamin. And for that reason, Rashi holds that the heter is only applicable to Yontif and not to Shabbos, because Kisei Shalei Latzirich Shabbos is Aser. But that is only a Kisei Shalei Latzirich Shabbos, but if let's say someone has something that is Roy for Shabbos, then even like Rashi to Mechasa Mepnei Adlaf, one will be allowed to Mechasa even on Shabbos, because that Kisei would be considered a Kisei Latzirich Shabbos. And therefore one can say that as far as the Lovenim and Avonim that the Gemara mentions, if one is allowed to Mechasa, even on Shabbos, since the Lovenim and Avonim are Roi to be used on Shabbos, for that reason, even according to Rashi, one would be allowed to Mechasa those Lovenim and Avonim even on Shabbos. Because that the Rashi holds, one is not allowed to Mechasa on Shabbos, is only a Kisoi Shaloi Letzayach Shabbos. That is a chaya one can answer the Kasha of Rabbi Kivei.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.